Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, March 8th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Polish Minister of Defense Mariusz Błaszczak announced yesterday that Poland plans to deliver 10 Leopard tanks to Ukraine this week and build a service hub near Gliwice in southern Poland. Błaszczak made the announcement during a news conference yesterday in Warsaw before departing for an informal two-day meeting of EU defense ministers in Sweden. According to Błaszczak, one of the main challenges facing countries providing Leopard tanks is the lack of spare parts for repairs, a topic he plans to discuss in a meeting today with German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius. Polish television journalist Bianca Zalewska is one of only a dozen women worldwide set to be recognized at this year's International Women of Courage Awards in Washington, D.C. Established in 2007 by the U.S. State Department, the award honors women who have demonstrated exceptional courage, strength, and leadership in order to bring about positive change to their communities, often at great personal risk and sacrifice. In Zalewska's profile, the State Department says she has selflessly documented Russian aggression in Ukraine since 2014 and advocated for the people of Ukraine for more than a decade. The profile goes on to praise Zalewska for remaining unintimidated in the face of ever-present threats and for continuing to welcome refugees from Ukraine, bring to light Russian atrocities, report truthfully and responsibly from the front lines, and personally deliver aid inside Ukraine. Other 2023 International Women of Courage Award recipients come from Afghanistan, Argentina, the Central African Republic, Costa Rica, Ethiopia, Jordan, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Mongolia, and Ukraine. Women and girls protesting in Iran also received the Madeleine Albright Honorary Group Award. The awards ceremony will begin around 10 p.m. Warsaw time at the U.S. White House, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and First Lady Jill Biden expected to present the awards. More information on the International Women of Courage nominees can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl. The Oscar-nominated film Eo by Jerzy Skolimowski took home top honors Monday night at the Polish Film Academy's 2023 Eagle Awards ceremony. The film took home the Eagle Statuette for Best Movie, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Cinematography, Best Score, and Best Editing. Over the past year, Eo has amassed an impressive number of awards, including the Jury Prize at the Cannes Film Festival, Best Original Score at the European Film Awards, and Best International Film from the New York Film Critics Circle. Eo is currently a top contender to win in the Best International Film category at the 95th Academy Awards, scheduled for March 12th. Tune in to Radio Gdańsk this afternoon and this evening for special programming to celebrate International Women's Day. Winners of the Wishes Like Dreams competition will be announced between noon and 2 p.m. this afternoon, with the most creative or poetic entry winning access to a car over the weekend. This evening, Radio Gdańsk will host a special concert for listeners featuring accomplished composer and jazz vocalist Veronika Kortals. Ms. Kortals, who hails from the village of Połuczyn near Płock, will perform a special repertoire of classic songs to celebrate Women's Day and premiere several new songs from her upcoming studio album. The concert will take place after 7 p.m. tonight in the concert studio of Janusz Hajdun and be broadcast live on air and on the Facebook page of Radio Gdańsk.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with intermittent chances for rain or snow and strong winds coming in from the east. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, climbing to a high of 3 degrees centigrade or 37 degrees Fahrenheit before dropping to a low of negative 4 degrees centigrade or 25 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar temperatures and partly cloudy skies are expected for tomorrow, with a chance for rain or snow showers returning on Friday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and happy International Women's Day.